now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
On the show this week, we kick off our lounge music specials for 2019, and we start off with Mr. Henry Mancini this month. New contributor Gary Wells stops by with his monthly segment, Words with Wellsy. He's going to be talking about a book all about Mr. Tom Jones. Plus, we've got our segment, Dear Coop, What a Swank Gig Guide, and all the best lounge and exotica for you. And right now, Lounge Brigade, Under My Voodoo.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ramada Inn's enchanted Tiki Lounge. Tonight, our very own Lounge Brigade takes us on a magical musical journey to the melotones of Sublime. We would like to take this moment and welcome the Sheboygan, Wisconsin chapter of the Shriners Club. So sit back, relax, have a toti for the body, and give a warm welcome for the Lounge Brigade.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Mm-hmm.
Cocktail Nation with David Holmes and Caravan. It's Lounge Leader Coop Cooper, and each and every month we are doing a lounge music special. Let's kick off with Mr. Henry Mancini.
A Cocktail Nation Lounge Special.
Another lounge special this week, and Mancini, the man. I've found some interesting interviews that he's done over the years, one with Jimmy Carter in the late 1980s, prior to a Nashville concert. And he talked about how he started out as a singer, but just wasn't very good.
The worst thing in the world. I used to get, like, almost an F in chorus.
Now, Henry Mancini grew up in a steel town playing piccolo. That certainly makes you stand out.
I knew that I was a little different, you know, because... I played the piccolo. I played the band. I used to piccolo in the band, flute in the band, and I started playing piano. And I used to play all of the weddings: Lithuanian, Polish, Croatian, Italian, Greek. All of those weddings I used to play, and with no music. You know, we used to go out and play. They call them gigs now, but we used to call them jobs, $2 and $3 a night. You know, and used to go out and play those. Knew all the tunes. I still know. I could probably do the same thing now if I had to.
He told Jimmy Carter that radio was important to him growing up, exposed him to a world of music.
Radio was the total, was your total outlet. Either you heard it on the radio or if you heard music on the radio, you know, or you, the big bands were in vogue when I was a kid. We're talking about the 30s, really, up until 41 when I left. 42 when I went to the service. But the big bands were in vogue, and the only place you could hear them was on the radio. And they used to be a lot. They had a lot of what they call remotes. The big bands from Cincinnati, a lot of them came out of Cincinnati for some reason or other. And Glen Allen Casino and the Meadowbrook in New Jersey. And they were on every night. And we had one of those sets, one of those at Water Kent. Used to listen to that stuff.
And of course he bought those records that he heard on the radio.
And that was a big step forward to kind of analyzing and just listening. I was a fan, you know, like kids know, they can name the Stones off, they can name all of the groups around, Aerosmith, all of you, they know everybody in the band. You know, I used to know everybody in those bands, except that they had a lot more people in the bands, and I used to know who the third alto man was, and the fourth trumpet, things like that. When you're young, you soak up everything.
In his early career, he worked for Universal, working the 9-to-5 shift, and churning out the music. Well, of course, music that was absolutely brilliant.
That's right. It was 9-to-5. I used to drive in. We had a house in Northridge then, which was, it's just in the San Fernando Valley, way up in the northern part of it, and we used to drive into Universal Studios, which is just on the edge of the valley, about a 45-minute ride each way, and put in my, we didn't have to punch in, though, you know, after all, we were musicians. we just kept getting assignments, and we thought nothing of it, you know, just, hell, I was happy to be doing it, really. It was a steady... income was for 6 years.
He certainly did a lot of work, if you count the movies that he wrote music for, just a scene or two, as he did when he was working as a staff composer with Universal International for 6 years, and his work was heard in something like 250 films. Amazing stuff. Now, he claimed it gave him a good work ethic as a musician.
The best apprenticeship I could have had. I still fall back on, I mean, on all of the basic, my work habits and everything that were formed in those days. And I still work, with the exception of maybe some electronics that have come along since that time, I still work the same way.
Henry Mancini made 85 record albums, most of them for RCA. He received 70 Grammy nominations and won 20 Grammy Awards for his recording work of Moon River and Wine and Roses. And I've seen pictures of his house and the little trophy room that he had. Well, it wasn't little, it was a big trophy room, a lot of trophies in there. I think the amazing thing about him is that he worked quickly and his work stood the test of time. His best known songs, Moon River for the 1961 movie, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and Days of Wine and Roses, the basic of
thematic material used in the 1962 movie of the same name, starring Jack Lemmon and Lee Remick. Both songs had lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and both won awards in 61 and 62. He passed away in 1994 and spoke to Entertainment Tonight in what was probably his last interview.
When you're ill, your priorities change. That's a course, you know. So mine, strangely, have changed, and I've... it's hard to tell now. I've only been going through this about 6 weeks. So we'll see.
I've always thought that the work of Henry Mancini was something that you have to have in your collection as a lounge Lothario. There really is a book of Mancini, and I think that for the bachelor pad, it is one that you must have. Kind of provides the basis of the true lounge story, I think.
Cocktail Nation.
Well, you got the pipe for it.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Coop.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Mancini and Charade, also play Breakfast at Tiffany's. And if there's a particular lounge special, musician or subject you'd like me to cover, email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Get in touch via the socials and, of course, links on the website, cocktailnation.net.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Hopper.
This one from Craig Spinhardy. I'm not too sure where Craig's from, but he contacted me via Facebook. He says, "Dear Coop, thank you for all that you do to keep lounge and swank relevant and vibrant." And thank you, Craig. That's what I do try and achieve, actually. I try with this show, particularly with the weekend show, to make it contemporary. Of course, this is retro music, but give it a bit of a modern spin and keep this thing alive, the thing that we all love. Now let's kick off our first segment with Mr. Gary Wells, his book segment called Words with Wellesley.
Cocktail Nation. Words with Wellesley.
You're a librarian, Mr. Wordsworth. You're a dealer in books and 2 cent fines and pamphlets and closed stacks and the musty insides of a language factory. Words, Mr. Wordsworth.
We live to warn people.
Most people travel from critical acclaim to cabaret. I seem to have traveled from cabaret to critical acclaim. I've done the journey backward. Hey gang, I'm Gary Wells from soulrideblog.com, and I'm here with this month's book recommendation for the Cocktail Nation. This time we're looking at Over the Top and Back, The Autobiography by Tom Jones from 2015. This autobiography was released alongside the third of a critical acclaim trilogy of albums that Tom made with producer Ethan Johns. The album was called Long Lost Suitcase. So, we're looking at the life story of Sir Tom Jones, who was knighted at the same ceremony that the late Roger Moore was. As we all know, Tom Jones is a Welsh blue-eyed soul singer who is still with us at 78 years of age. And I can highly recommend this book. One of the reasons is because books on Tom are not easy to find, I know, because I've looked. So I was pleased when this book came out a few years ago, and I was doubly pleased when I started to read it and found it very engaging. Tom himself seems to be a proper bloke, as they would say over there. The book is written with a sense of humor, and as I say, it's very engaging, very easy to read, and it really draws you in. He gives you a few glimpses backstage and behind the scenes of a career spent singing all over the globe. And he also talks about his life and career, obviously, and bumping up against the likes of Elvis Presley and Engelbert Humperdinck. So there's a lot of interesting tales here, not only of a professional nature, but of his growing up, his life, his wife of many, many years that unfortunately recently just passed away. And I can highly recommend this book. There's also a few specific reasons. One is a fascinating concept to me, one that I've explored over at soulrideblog.com, is Tom is a good example of many of his contemporaries, white male singers in the UK in the early to mid-60s, were fascinated with American rhythm and blues. And Tom was no exception. He got his start singing in some of the tough bars in working-class neighborhoods in Wales. And that was his bag. He sang American rhythm and blues to the working men that would come in there wanting to blow off some steam on the weekends. And eventually he made a name for himself and drew the attention of managers and agents. Again, that was his goal, to be a singer as a career. One of the most engaging and interesting parts of this book that make it highly recommendable by me is his manager found him the song It's Not Unusual, which Tom rightly pegged as a hit from the get-go. He sang the song, he released it was his first major single, and it was huge. It was an international hit that brought him immense fame and acclaim and began his career. The interesting part of it is that Tom in his book says that he hoped that the song would get the door open for him. And once he was inside, he says he could throw off his disguise and reveal the rocking blues singer that he actually was. He says he fancied himself as the White Wilson Pickett. Trouble is that managers, once you have a hit with a certain type of song, well, that was all they were bringing Tom after a while. For example, they had a meeting later after It's Not Unusual with Burt Bacharach, which was great. They thought, this is fantastic. Burt is huge right now. He wants you to sing a song. That's wonderful. When Tom first heard the song that Burt played for him, he thought he was joking. But no, Burt wanted him to sing the theme to his new film, What's New Pussycat? Tom was aghast, but again, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. He sang it. It was a hit. It's become iconic, just as It's Not Unusual has become. And the die was cast. That was the type of singer that he was. Which is unfortunate for Tom, because that was not his bag. And it's interesting, if you buy his early albums, and I have all of his early albums on vinyl, the hits are there, yes, but the B-sides are loaded with American rhythm and blues, which, again, is what Tom wanted to do. So he kind of got stuck, as we say, paying the bills, recording the songs that they expected of Tom Jones, even though his love lay elsewhere. I can highly recommend this book, not only for Tom himself and for his career and for the respect I think he deserves, but the way he presents this book is very engaging, a sense of humor. He seems like a proper bloke, as they say. So pick it up wherever you can. Amazon, I'm sure, has it. It's not that hard to find. You should have no problem. So to wrap up, this month I can highly recommend Over the Top and Back, The Autobiography by Tom Jones. I'd like to thank Coop Cooper and the Cocktail Nation. Once again, this is Gary Wells of SoulRideBlog.com, and I'm encouraging you to pick up a book.
Words with Duelze, Cocktail Nation.
You want to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual. You want to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual. You want to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Whoa, 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 whoa.
The Cocktail Nation.
We will sneak into the radio station, taking the place of the mist, so I can broadcast my genuine mental powers to millions of listeners, befogging their minds until they make me their leader.
The Cocktail Nation.
De Cocktail Nation.
It's the ideal life. Pleasure, variety, it's fabulous. You ought to try it.
Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares.
I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo.
It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms are so, when balmy breezes blow to and fro.
And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by.
The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
We'll go to Greenwich, where modern men itch to be free. And Bowling Green you'll see with me.
Then we'll bathe in Brighton, the fish you'll frighten when you're in your bathing suit so thin will make the shellfish grin fin to fin.
And if Chicago meets no embargo on Broadway,
we both may see it close someday. The city's clamor can never spoil.
Rhyme that.
The dreams of a boy and girl.
We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll turn Manhattan. Manhattan into an isle of joy.
A cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down.
Cocktail Nation with some new music there. Tom Gordon and Manhattan. Also played one from the Octobop Live album, that is One Note, Samba, and Mr. Tom Jones. It's not unusual. Do check out Lounge Life magazine. It is your free Flipboard magazine, and links on the website cocktailnation.net if you'd like to check that out. Lots of great retro stories for you. Here's the cool thing. It is updated very, very regularly, pretty much as I read the news each day, as I find stories, I add them for you to check out. There's a new podcast exploring the Black Dahlia murder. The new movie called Cold War, that is got a special trailer out and a little bit of a story about this star-crossed post-war romance and how Elizabeth Taylor topped Princess Margaret's diva behaviour. Plus, a pre-war Bugatti has been discovered in a barn and has gone up for auction in Paris. Just some of the many stories that you will find on the Flipboard magazine. If you're on the Flipboard app, simply type in Lounge Life magazine. Now, something I wanted to ask you, actually, if you could do me a little bit of a favour. I've entered a podcast competition. I'd love you to vote for me. There's some really cool gear that I wouldn't mind getting my hands on just quietly. I think it's about $150,000 worth of prizes. But I suppose probably for me, I mean, I've got plenty of gear. The thing is probably just kind of really the recognition of the Cocktail Nation, which would be nice. I've got some links on my website, simply entitled Help Coop Win This Podcast Competition. So that'd be great to sort of fly that lounge flag, I guess. If you could get to it, that'd be fantastic. And we've also got some links up on the socials as well. Let's get back into the music right now. And the Big Six and All of Me on the Cocktail Nation. It's Lounge Leader Coop Cooper.
Good without you, take my lips, I'll never use them. Ooh, take my arms, I wanna use them. Your goodbye has left me with eyes that sigh. How can I go on without you? Baby, you took the part that once was my heart. Who's that knocking on the door? It's old Nick Lund. Come on in, boy. Hey. Ho. Hey. Ah, he's broke off. Now, give me some room, man. What?
Cocktail Nation, music of your life.
Audio to the cocktail nation at gmail.com.
Hey, it's Erin. Shout out to all my partying friends all over Australia and overseas. Woo!
Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with the Alan Swain Orchestra and Private Eye. Also played Ellington Hawk and Harlem Nocturne. Look at the World of Swain gig guide now for pastimealbumclocks.com. Got a stack of festivals like Tiki Oasis, Tiki Caliente, Hukilau up there as well. There's a magazine launch coming up, a magazine called The Golden Lounge. No, it's not a Chinese restaurant. That's happening in Sydney on the 19th of February, if you'd like to check that out. That's a Tuesday night, free to get into at the Columbian Hotel. And Noir City, Seattle, February 15 to the 21st. That is on. You might like to check out a Noir festival, film noir from the 1950s. For these gigs and lots more, simply click on the Cocktail Nation website and on the World of Swank gig guide banner. And a quick note, Cocktail Nation is now live on Amazon Alexa. All you need to do is say, Alexa, start Cocktail Nation podcast. So check it out today. Here's David Carbonara and Draper's Ruse. What has he been up to?
Noticizing, never forget it. I will never forget it.
Pass it on to the guys, Coop said.
Yes, this is like a Cocktail Nation all-star album in many ways.
Just love it.
Hey, Coop.
As long as we like, we know it's good.
L'Ange Lothario DJ, Cocktail Nation.
Feeling down and dirty, feeling kind of mean. I've been from one to another extreme. It's time I had a good time, ain't got time to wait, no. I want to stick around till I can't see straight. Fill my eyes with that double vision. No disguise for that double vision. Ooh, when it gets through to me, it's always new to me. My double vision gets the best of me. Never do more than I really need. My mind is racing, but my body is in the lead. Tonight's the night I'm gonna push it to the limit. I'll live all of my years in a single minute. Fill my eyes with that double vision. No disguise for that double vision. Ooh, when it gets through to me, it's always new to me. My double vision always seems to get the best of me. me, baby.
Nation.
I got an island in the Pacific, and everything about it is terrific. I got the sun to tan me, palms to fan me, and an occasional man. I love my island, it's very lazy. If I should ever leave it, I'd be crazy. I got papayas, peaches, sandy beaches, and an occasional man. When I go swimming, I am always dressed in style. 'Cause I go swimming wearing just a great big smile. My little island is made for pleasure, and in the cool of evening it's a treasure. And when the day grows later, what is greater than an occasional man?
I love my island, it's very lazy. If I should ever do it, I'd be crazy. I got papayas, peaches, and
an occasional man.
Perhaps by your leave, I can be your passionate fruit.
My little island
was made for pleasure, and in the cool of evening it's a treasure. And when the day grows later, someplace.
Cocktail Nation with Judy Holliday and An Occasional Man. One little thing too I haven't had a chance to mention, and you might have missed this, but in the Apple News section of your iOS device, be it your MacBook or your iMac or your phone or your tablet, the cool thing is they've got a little news app, various news agencies, and Cocktail Nation just late last year managed to get approved to be on this. So if you type in Cocktail Nation, you'll find some great little stories that I've been putting up there as well. So certainly share those around. It's kind of nice to be in with all the big boys like the BBC and NBC and all those other ones. We've managed to get in there, which is really cool. So do check that out on your iOS device. And yeah, I do apologize probably for being a little bit pro iOS. It's probably because that's what I use. I even published my book just recently on the Apple Books publishing site. I'm probably biased towards it because it really works. Sorry. Anyway, there is a bias towards iOS. I'm sorry about that, but just the way it is, I guess. Next week, Kramer is back with his classic movie suggestions. Looking forward to that. Till then, going to leave you with The Lounge Crew and Mojito. Stay happy.